Good afternoon. I'm Reggie Yakea at the CNN.com headquarters in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Going to start with investigators in North Carolina who say it appears a pregnant Marine was killed December 15th, 4 days before she was reported missing. But so far, they're not specifying what evidence has led to that conclusion. Charred remains believed to be those of Lance Corporal Maria Lauterbach's body and a fetus were found Saturday in a shallow grave. It was in the backyard of fellow Marine Cesar Laurian. He's now charged with first-degree murder in her death. He fled the area on Friday, and he may have been seen in a bus station in Shreveport, Louisiana, over the weekend. The search continues in Alabama today for the last two of four children allegedly thrown from a bridge in southern Alabama by their father. Crews are looking for two small girls. The man's two sons have already been found. The three-year-old boy, the oldest, was found yesterday about 5 miles from the bridge. Now, today's search is expected to move from the Dauphin Island area that's closer to the Mississippi coast. The father is being held without bail right now, and he faces four murder charges. Washington Mayor Adrian Fenty said at least six city employees will be fired for how they handled the concerns of a school social worker. The worker called authorities about a mother's care of her four girls who were later found dead in a Washington apartment last week. The social worker says she tried repeatedly to raise alarm about the family, but no one listened to her. She also complained she was constantly transferred among several departments. Mayor Fenty praised the social worker for her efforts. The mother is now charged with killing her four daughters and hiding their bodies. O.J. Simpson, back in a Las Vegas courtroom that'll be happening on Wednesday. Right now, he is behind bars. He's accused of violating the terms of his bail in an armed robbery case. He and several friends were arrested in September on charges they robbed two sports memorabilia dealers at gunpoint. Prosecutors say in November, Simpson tried to contact a witness in the case through his bail bondsman. That's in violation of a court order. Simpson had been freed on a $125,000 bond. Flakes are flying in Boston, but plenty of people were not. A foot of snow is forecast for the area, so some flights were, of course, canceled at Logan International Airport. And Boston public schools, well, they're closed. Officials are urging people to stay off the roadways and use public transportation instead. And there you have it, a quick look at your headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.